This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, and I am Joel F. Gardner, here every week with my buddy Derek Sweet. If you want to download or stream the episodes, go to sitmoss.net or stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com. There you can also find the link to iTunes, which personally I think is the best way, because that way you get updated, subscribe to that shit, and once we upload it, other than last week, because we totally fucked up thinking it was 2011 instead of 2012, so sorry about that mix-up. But other than that, you should be good to go. So the Coachella lineup was announced last week, and on the bill this year is one of my favorite bands who unfortunately broke up to a couple other projects which I grew to love, one of them being Mars Volta. This is At the Drive-In. Going on, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Derek, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere.
This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere.
People know that, though, because you do a pre-recorded intro now.
That's right. So, I let them know all that shit.
Yeah.
So there's no point of doing it. They know what your name is. They know what my name is.
I don't know, but I'm pretty egotistical, so let's say it one more time. Derek Sweet and Joel Gardner.
All right, man. Well, Man, my mouth is really dry. I've been drinking this Coke. I don't know if it's the best thing for maybe keeping your mouth moist. Maybe it's, what is the best drink? Just water when you're talking and recording and you want your voice to sound clear?
I think so, but sometimes I take a big drink of water and my mouth's dry afterwards. It's weird.
Really?
You never had that?
No, not really. Water seems to be pretty quenching.
I guess so, yeah.
No. I just want to stop drinking, like, Coke and shit. I just want to get off sugar, kind of, man.
Yeah.
I've been just sitting back and kind of analyzing my diet lately because we talk about it kind of often on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's really bad. I eat a lot of shit.
I know, because you have no incentive to not eat it because you don't gain weight.
I don't gain weight. I don't gain any weight.
So it's like until you're dying of some kind of weird cancer from sugar consumption, you're never going to care about your sugar consumption. Whereas
I guess so, but there's still times that I don't feel very good.
Well, that's true. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's not like not being able to fit in your clothes and you have to now go buy a new shirt because you don't fit in your fucking clothes anymore, which is the situation I'm in. But I'm back on Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
It's going okay. I've already lost a pound and a half and it's only been 3 days, so... It's not bad.
Pound and a half. That's like a big dump.
Well, it's significant. It's significant. You got to lose weight slow, man. You can't lose it fast.
No. A pound and a half in how many days?
In like 3 days.
Okay.
So it's not bad. Anyways, that's like a half a pound a day. That's pretty healthy, I think. Any faster than that's unhealthy, man. But anyways, it's just you have no idea how much every piece of food I put in my mouth now I love. Because when you're only allowed to eat a certain amount per day, when you're used to just not just eating when you're hungry, but eating when you're bored, eating when you're watching your favorite show, because that's just what you do. You're not hungry, you're just eating. Yeah,
or chips or whatever.
Exactly. So you don't get to do that anymore. So the only times I get to eat, because I have to count every single thing I put in my body now, and it's like this morning I took until about 11 and I had an apple and it was the most delicious apple I've ever had, because I was so hungry, right? You're very hungry and you're picking very selectively what you do get to eat, and fruits and vegetables are 0 points. So you can have as much fruit as you want all day and it never costs you anything, right? So
I heard that even the fruit sugars aren't great for you either, aren't the best for you.
Yeah,
you
it was
a lot of fruit.
It wasn't always like that. Like an apple used to be 2 points and a banana was 3, but now all fruit and vegetables is 0 points. I think just because people were probably saying, well, I could have an apple for 2 points or I could have... So I can either have an apple for 2 points or I can have like no apples and just a chocolate for 5 points. Well, people are making unhealthier decisions, right? So
you can still eat chocolates, sugars,
Cookies. Yeah, you just have to calculate how many points it is, and you quickly start to realize it's like, wow, I could have a pork steak and a salad and a potato, or I can have two chicken wings. Those are literally the same number of points. So it's like...
Two chicken wings?
Yeah, two chicken wings. Chicken wings are 3 points each. And like
the tiny little chicken wings?
Yeah, because there's so much fat and oil in that shit, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
And so, and I think they inflate the points of certain things because they really don't want you eating them, like chicken wings and any fried foods.
So many points are you allowed a day?
I get like 47 points a day. Kelsey gets like 26. She gets like half as many. I know. And because I share all my meals with her, it's like right now I still have 25 points left. Like, I could have 5 beer tonight if I want.
You get to eat it in front of her or do whatever in front of her?
No, I don't. That's why I have so many points left. Like, I guess so. I have to, yeah, because I eat the same meals.
Wait until she's not around.
But she makes, like, really filling meals, but it's just all vegetables with a little bit of meat and, like,
vegetables are 0 points?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So, you know, you can fill yourself up on this plan, but you just got to eat the right thing, so.
Yeah, well, sounds interesting. The whole problem is keeping that weight off, I guess, once you get down to the... You just always stay on Weight Watchers?
Or? Yeah, you're supposed to. You're supposed to continue, and then the software updates and changes the amount of points you get because you've now reached your ideal weight, and they give you, you know, more points so that you don't keep losing weight. So, anyways, it's a good system. I lost 30 pounds on it once, and then we just stopped doing it for 6 months, and I put it all back on. I'm, like, really fat again.
All right, well, what have you been doing video game-wise lately? You started single-player BF3, I heard, Battlefield 3.
Started and finished it in 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, like I started it Friday night and I finished it Saturday afternoon. It's the first game in a long time because usually I'm going through these games and I play a couple missions and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to come back to that later. It's the first game in a long time that I put it down and immediately after I was like, man, I really want to do another mission, but I don't have time because very exciting, very cinematic. The use of sound, unbelievable. Just, you know,
the sound design is amazing.
Like you were saying on the multiplayer, right? Just imagine that level of sound and now it's in fully scripted cinematic events, right? Mm-hmm. And like there's things just like your guy goes from putting a helmet on and off. So as soon as he puts the helmet on, you can hear all the rain hitting on the top of your head now. And it sounds like all the rain hitting your helmet, and everybody's voice sounds a little different because now you got a helmet on and it's all muffled, and then the other thing they did, the sound was incredible, and then they have, it's like you're wearing a visor all the time. So if you go into a dusty environment, you get a little bit of dirt on your, and the sun coming through the dirt distorts things. And when you're running in water, you can see water just dripping off your face kind of. And it's like, and, you know, it's kind of unrealistic because you're not wearing a visor in the game. Yeah. It was this cool effect that made you really feel like you were in the environment. That's why they did it, you know. And the lens flares coming off of things and that in combination with all these effects. Just beautiful graphics.
I mean, easily the best looking game on Xbox 360.
I can't even imagine how good it looks for the PC players.
Yeah.
That have those amazing boxes.
Yeah.
Like if you have your PC set up with crazy TV and you've got the most amazing shit and you're not playing Battlefield 3, you're crazy because it's
gotta
made
be
for you.
Experience. I just can't. Every time I log on, my buddies are just always playing multiplayer and it's so hard to stay away from that shit because I can't explain how much fun I have doing it. Just the different scenarios that can arise playing that
in
game.
Multiplayer even.
In multiplayer even, you know. Just because it's so much more strategy is involved. Like we talked about this last podcast, so I don't want to go back too much into it, you know. But just that sound alone, you know, you feel like you're in this huge war and you guys are trying to take over this one point and then just keep on pushing.
Yeah.
It's so much more strategic than Black Ops and just running around team deathmatch.
You know? Nice.
Yeah, I can't get enough of it. But.
And so, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something about the multiplayer. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take the multiplayer really seriously this time and this one, too, because you're playing it and you have buddies playing it or no?
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, once you start playing it and you said you had one more guy that you know that's
yeah,
playing
I got
it,
Corey,
we can get two full squads.
I got Corey, he's playing it, and I got Kelsey's two friends, Chelsea and Ray, are playing it as well. So I've got so many friends playing it now that it's like, yeah, this is the one game. Cause
yeah, and I'm telling you, we always rock around with at least one full squad and some most of the time like another two guys, and if you have a good coordinated squad, it doesn't matter if the rest of your team sucks. You can fucking own up a map.
Yeah,
it's nice. Just all about that communication and just knowing, like, okay, we're all going to be, you know, not having that random factor of hopping in a tank or something and hoping the guy that's driving saw that guy that's right behind you and is now going to pull out an RPG. If you're with your buddy and you need to say, turn around, there's a dude. It's simple. You know, you can easily walk over guys.
Nice. Yeah. That's how it should be, man.
It should be. Yeah, it should be all about communication and how well you guys can pull off strats and shit.
That's wicked. One last thing I do want to say about the single player, though. There's one huge negative part of it, and that's the vehicle levels. Boring. Holy. Really? The flying level, especially, it's seriously like a level that is just to teach you how to be a wingman for somebody that's flying. So you know when to fire your flares and when to shoot your missiles and...
Oh, because the vehicle aspect of multiplayer is a huge part of it.
Oh, no, I know. I'm sure it's great and fun when you get to actually drive the vehicles. But in the single player...
You don't get to drive them?
No, you're just the shooter. You're just the guy riding in the back of the plane in the whole level. Some of the tank levels are fun. Some of the jeep levels are fun. Kind of nowhere near as good as when you're on foot. I
can't believe it doesn't let you drive. That's like the hardest part about the vehicles is driving them.
It lets you drive the tanks and the jeeps and stuff, but the plane, you're just riding wingman. You're in the back and you're just shooting at things, and wow, is it boring. I was like, dude, please end this. Like,
that sucks. One thing that definitely isn't boring, new fucking Blitz,
isn't
man,
that, awesome?
That we've been waiting for forever. Yeah. Like any original Blitz fan, this is the game you've been waiting for since that original one came out.
Except,
I don't even think the second one was very good.
Except you can't hit people after the play.
Yeah, that's the
that's
only,
the
lame
only
part.
Downside. Yeah, if they could just have had that. I bet you they will. They'll patch it in.
You think so?
It'll
right?
come. Because people are complaining about it. Three reviews I read were like, why can't... That was the funnest thing, man, was about hit, after the play was over, just tackling the guy with the ball. Like,
yeah, that was definitely one of the best aspects of it. But, oh, man.
Not only did they get the gameplay...
Perfectly.
Super perfect. Like, just like old school, awesome arcade Blitz. But... The game modes they've given, like, it's like you would expect this in a $60 title, to get the card trading modes, online, make
that
your
Mortal
own team.
Mortal Kombat ladder-esque mode? That's
Mortal Kombat
so
ladder.
Awesome.
Make a team with your buddy and go and compete online together, and then they've, like, I've mentioned over briefly, but they've got the card trading mode, like in NHL 12, you gotta get cards of players and build your fantasy team and then compete your team against other people.
Yeah, with your buddies online.
This is a $15 downloadable title.
Yeah.
They could have easily gotten away with just having a leaderboard.
The most exciting football game ever, Blitz. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, no,
you play this and then you go to a game like Madden and holy fuck, those games are boring.
If, you know, if you're super into football and you have Madden, we've talked about it before, it's probably all you play. And so we're not saying you're retarded for doing that. If you seriously have the time to spend an hour and a half to play one game of football.
The football fanatics. Yeah, I can understand why they play a game like
all the
Madden.
Power to you. But man, as a gamer, is Blitz ever funner? If you just want to play a game for 15 minutes and play some football.
Yeah, and 1,200 points, another great arcade title, man. I'm telling you.
Like, and I'm telling you, the whole sport of football would be better if they allowed interference. Because in Blitz, you could commit interference.
No penalties, period.
There's
just
no
awesome.
Penalties, yeah. So you can take out receivers right off the line of scrimmage. Like, before they're even out in the field able to catch a ball, you can just tackle them.
Yeah.
And I think that makes defense 10 times more fun than any Madden game. Because you're thinking, okay, where is receivers going to go?
And well, the defense is almost more important than offense
it
in
is.
This game.
Oh, it definitely is. Offense is a joke. If there's no defense fighting you, you can just pass it up the field infinitely.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but some good defense. We actually held a guy at like 2 yards from the goal in our game when we played co-op.
Yeah.
We held a guy. He had 2 yards to get for 4 downs, and we held
him.
Held
that motherfucking down.
Because we defended the shit out of that.
So good. Yeah, I had a blast, and it was easy to pick up just because I played tons of Blitz back in the day.
Yeah.
Even though Derek, you know, text messaged me and said, you know, I don't know if you want to play me. I'm going to kick your ass. And, who won that first game, Derek?
Did you win?
Dude, what are you talking about? Did I win? I was getting all those points at the end, just racking up. And you're like, oh, man. Yeah. What are the points called again?
What are the points? Oh, the Blitz points.
Yeah, the
Blitz
points. Bucks. Yeah, Blitz Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, racking up all the Blitz Bucks. And
that was wicked, yeah.
Seeing you weep. That was wicked.
One thing I did want to ask you about this is, like, do you not have anybody sleeping around you when you play video games? Because we were playing at, like, 1 in the morning, and you were screaming, dude. You were like, yeah, when you get a touchdown. I'm like, dude, like, there must be nobody around him right now.
In the basement, in a room with the door shut, so it's pretty quiet. Yeah, I can keep it.
I'm sitting there.
I can get pretty loud. And
with
and
me, I got to be like, yeah, nice.
Yes, that was awesome.
I got to be super quiet because I always have somebody sleeping right in the other room.
Yeah, motherfucker!
So anyways, Blitz is great. If you love Blitz, go get it.
How's Trine 2?
Trine 2? Trine? Trine 2, yeah.
Gorgeous looking game. I played the demo and I didn't last 2 minutes because, oh my God, was it ever simplistic and
yeah.
Just your run-of-the-mill 2D platformer.
Well, did you get past the tutorial?
Yeah, I barely got past the tutorial. Well, as soon as I got past the tutorial, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I picked it up because I wanted a game to play with Kelsey because we love those 2D side-scrolling platformers. And then we started playing Rayman Origins, and like now we haven't touched Trine 2. We've been like, because Rayman Origins is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, just the co-op.
But the one thing about Trine 2 that I want to mention is that if you're doing co-op, there's no puzzle that you can't get through just by having one guy be the wizard. He creates a block. The other player jumps on top of the block. The wizard can levitate the block and carry the person wherever the hell he wants. The person gets off, and then they can instantly change into another character. The other guy turns into the wizard.
You can do that during the game.
Yeah, you can just change.
You can change characters. I thought that was just in the tutorial to show you the different characters.
No. The whole principle of the game is I think it's a single-player puzzle game where you're supposed to figure out how to get through the puzzles using one of the three characters at any given time.
But they market it as a multiplayer game.
I know. So when you have this co-op, anybody can be the wizard and just lift the other player, and then he gets to the other side of whatever you're trying to get
to. Switches to the wizard and lifts him.
Switches away from
the
wizard. Yeah, it's crazy.
Brutal. That's an exploit that obviously overlooked.
But Rayman Origins, man, are we ever having fun with that game.
That's another game that looks gorgeous, man.
It's beautiful, and the gameplay is so solid.
You have to show me some after the podcast is done, because I've seen some video of it, but to see it in person is a totally different story.
It's a huge ripoff of Super Mario Bros. Wii. I have to say that.
Can you fuck each other over like Super Mario Wii, though?
Yeah, you can slap the person in the air and they fall down. Yeah,
that causes a lot of fights.
And when you die, you bubble up and you just have to get your bubble to the other guy and then you can come back in just like
exactly
Super Mario Bros.
Exactly
like
it?
Yeah, it's total. It's Super Mario Bros. Wii. But it's Rayman at the same time and it's just awesome. Love it. I'm an old school Rayman fan. I'm still waiting to see Rayman 4. I want to see a Rayman, or is it Rayman 3? Was that the 3D one or Rayman 2? I think.
To be honest with you, man, I was never a Rayman guy. I played the original game, but other than that,
The original side scrolling Rayman?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, I don't think even I played that.
But other than that, shit, man, no, I haven't played anything. I heard you went and saw Girl with a Dragon Tattoo the other day. How was that movie?
We haven't talked about this yet?
No.
Oh, it was disturbing.
Really?
Yeah, well, if you haven't read the book.
Or there's a couple of really disturbing rape scenes in it.
Yeah.
Do you need two rape scenes? One wasn't good enough? You need another to throw another one in there?
Spoiler alert.
Well, here's your chance to skip ahead about, I don't know, 10 seconds.
There was the rape scene, and then there was the revenge for the rape scene, which was kind of a rape scene in itself.
Oh, so. I see.
I totally just ruined shit, though. That's a major spoiler.
Spoiler!
You need to put in a spoiler alert right before that or something.
Okay, well, I'll just take that and use that.
Okay. But anyways, and then the last hour of the movie made no sense at all if you haven't read the book. I was like, what's going on? Why is she going to that guy's house? What's going on here? And my
How do you feel about that? Like, movies that are based on books that just assume you've read it.
Yeah, I mean, I hear the Harry Potter.
Even the Harry Potter series.
I've read
all the books before the movie.
Dude,
so.
I tried to watch that second film.
Yeah.
And at the very end, when he's about to die, and there's that snake, and then the fucking the phoenix comes and saves him.
Yeah,
I was fully like, "What the fuck is that? What is that phoenix? Where did this bird come from?" And the girl I'm dating at the time is like, "Oh well, that's the phoenix." And they talked about it a lot in the book, but they kind of just covered it for about 5 seconds in the movie. And I'm like, "What?" Like, but that's the problem, right? How do you put a book into a movie? It's almost impossible to do a really perfect adaptation. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Too much detail.
Even the Lord of the Rings trilogies didn't come close.
Yeah,
you know, if you read the books, they came awfully close.
Those movies are
good. And those movies are long, too.
Yeah, they're long, but they're good.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. And even the Harry Potter movies, the last one, I mean, that was one of the shorter books. Part 5 is way longer than Part 7.
Yeah.
But they chose to split Part 7 in two parts. And even that, they missed a lot.
Yeah, but with Girl with Dragon Tattoo, man, it was another comic, Dan Geary. He was the guy I was on the road with when we did our remote episode.
Yeah.
He had a hilarious status update. He's like, Christmas brings all sorts of wonderful things, like watching an anal rape scene with your grandma and grandfather.
Went to the Girl with Dragon Tattoo with his grandparents?
He's like, thanks, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, yeah. I had to watch the first time that it ever aired the masturbation episode on Seinfeld with my mom, and I was 16. And I'm sitting there watching Seinfeld with my mom.
Back in those days,
I have never talked about masturbation with my mother ever. It's never been a topic of conversation, and I'm sitting there for half an hour. It's the most uncomfortable half hour of my life.
Any kind of like makeout scene or love scene in a movie if your parents were around at that age was just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's bad enough, but like a half an hour discussion on the topic of masturbation and how everybody does it. I'm pretty sure my mom's never masturbated. If she has, I really don't want to know about it. Really don't.
I don't want to. Ah. There. Fuck. Sorry, Mrs. Sweet. We apologize.
Seriously.
All right. Well, you know some crazy statistic I heard the other day? You know how many laws were passed in the U.S. last year?
How many?
40 fucking thousand. 40,000 laws, man.
That doesn't.
I don't even know how that's possible.
That doesn't even make mathematical sense. Like how can they?
How many laws would they pass a day?
And they have opposition. Like they don't have like it's like it's not like in Canada where they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Can you Google that? I want to hear if this statistic was just total bullshit or if there's actually some traction to it. Because
Google, you know, is for sure always true.
Well, at least give us an idea. Can't go wrong on the internet. People never lie.
Let's search for 40,000 new laws. Oh yeah, 40,000 new laws to go into effect. From Godlike Productions.
Nice, dude. Well, that's a credible source.
Wait. Oh wait, but it's from MSNBC. Toughen rules among 40,000 sign bills. No happy hours in Utah. Safer. Yeah, maybe it's about 40,000 state laws taking effect at the start of the new year will change rules about getting abortions in your
house. Well, it's including all state laws as well, so state and federal laws. That's plausible.
I guess. It's still a lot of legislation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is it ever? Well, just more government and more government, man.
That's what happens when you elect Democrats. Get a bunch of laws, bigger government.
I'm telling you, dude, this SOPA thing's the same shit, just more government.
You've heard about the blackout that they're planning to do to fight that, eh?
Google and everything?
Yeah.
And all the companies? I did hear about that today.
And like how Facebook?
Yeah, exactly. We'll shut down for even a... Could you imagine if Google shut down even for a day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, man. It'd be detrimental.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it is so obvious that these SOPA laws are the entertainment industry saying, you have to fucking do something because they're stealing all our movies and music. And they have a point in a way, but in the same way.
I can see their point, but it's you can't just give somebody that much power and this kind of blanket broad power of them being able to shut down or take down shit off your website. You know, so you do a little mashup of something or somebody's avatar even. Like that could get your website shut down. Yeah. Anything, dude.
Yeah, but they won't, right? Unless you're actually that's costing somebody money. They'd have to complain. Somebody would have to complain. The government's
it's the first step to them being able to shut down the internet completely in case civil unrest happens.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
It's a step in the wrong direction.
And we need to clarify, too, about what happened with that, with the
NDAA.
The NDAA bill signing.
Which Obama did sign.
He did sign, and he came out and said, we won't use this against American citizens. But he was just talking about his administration. There was actually nothing in the law that prevented it from being applied to Americans. It was just he was saying, look, we're not going to do that.
He was just saying it, oh, trust us.
Yeah.
We won't do it.
But even if his administration does it, it says nothing about what future administrations will be allowed to do. So that's pretty freaky.
And how can you trust what Obama says, man? The guy got the fucking... Nobel Peace Prize, and then a couple months later sends another 40,000 troops to Iraq.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, as soon as they pull out Iraq, guess what happens? Civil War fucking breaks out. Yeah. Who didn't see that coming?
Hey, well, they wanted to stay.
Oh my god! And it's the Shunis or the who's the majority in?
This is another episode of Derek and Joel talk about something they know barely anything
about.
What
Muslim group is the majority in Iraq? Do you know?
I'm not,
because all I know is that they're going to side with Iran. That's all I know. Oh, dude, World War III, we're on the brink. It's so funny how we just kind of go about our lives, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Just go about our lives, and, you know, we're on the brink of fucking nuclear war, man, it seems.
I don't know about nuclear war.
Well, dude, come on.
Well, and we've had lots of wars, and the nuclear weapons haven't been pulled out since Hiroshima.
Not yet,
so.
But, man, it wasn't Iran. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you China will side with Iran right now, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be a big Russia, China, and
Arab
nations. The States
is just getting beat up all over the world right now, dude.
Yeah, no, it's going to be China, Russia, and all the Arab nations versus everybody else is what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, oh, well, you know what? China.
I really hope
China right now, even though I hear China's not doing so great either, but they're in the best position
right now. I think there's a lot of fear-mongering going around China right now. There's a lot of trying to make China look like they're the big, bad guy right now, and it's like, no, seriously, they're actually like, they don't want to fucking start anything.
I don't think they do either, but if push comes to shove,
it's coming down to oil is what it's coming down to, man. But
well, just resources, period.
Like, did you see the article I put on Facebook today about the cold fusion, the personal cold fusion generator?
That kind of scares me. Like,
it's
little nuclear generators in every household. That kind of scares the shit out of me, man.
But it's slow reaction, so it's not something that can ever be dangerous, apparently.
Well, they didn't think Fukushima could be...
No, they knew that was dangerous. They just still did it. But, yeah, they built a nuclear reactor on a fault line, because they were like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Our whole species is just so suicidal, it seems like. Who's building that there and just... Oh, yeah, it blows my mind.
They wanted to have it near the ocean because the water could be used to cool it.
Just build it on this fault line here, near this fault line, because it's close to the ocean as well. So,
a guy's invented a small nuclear cold fusion reactor, which apparently is defying the laws of physics, but it works and it produces insane amounts of energy, and it could like power an entire home. Everybody could buy one and run their homes off it, and we wouldn't need electricity anymore from the power companies. And then who's to say that cars can't run on it too? And then we won't need gasoline anymore. That'd be wicked.
Yeah, just nuclear power in general just kind of freaks me out, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. It does sound interesting, that's for sure. Just the possibility of it replacing electricity. You know how dependent our whole society is on electricity alone?
Yeah. It's
nuts. And electricity, which is powered by what? Oil and fucking coal and, you know, other natural resources that are...
Could you imagine
depleting.
If one of those solar flares happened too that knocked out all electricity in the entire planet?
Yeah.
Just fries every single wire on the planet. And the last time it happened was when we barely had any electricity, so not many people were affected. But they're like, it happens
instant chaos, man.
Yeah.
Because the majority of society wouldn't know how to survive.
No. I know. It's times like that I'm glad... My fiance is from a small town because it'd be like
a farming town.
It'd be like, we have enough gas in the car to get to your parents' house. Let's get the hell out there because that's safe, right? That community will take care of itself. It's
right,
50 people.
We should just start thinking about building our own community now. I'm telling you.
Well, on that note, we will be building.
Great segue, Derek.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's a skilled comic right there taking a segue into the next bill. We're going to be building. A world for sucking the most ever. Tonight, we started renting a Minecraft server.
Yes. So, for all of you out there, all of you listeners, if you want to, we're going to have a little experiment over the next month. You can go to the forums, and we'll give out the IP address for the SitMoss world. We're going to trust that everybody out there won't fuck with other people's shit.
Yeah, we're going to give you God power. Everybody can do anything they want.
Anyone can then joins can do anything they want. We're just going to see after a month or just how long it will actually go until somebody writes us saying, hey, some dude just trashed my entire house and now I no longer have a home.
And then and then we'll have to put the rules in place that allow it so that that your blocks can't be messed with.
Yeah.
Anything you place can't be destroyed by anybody but you. We can do that.
Yeah, but for now, we want it to be the most free MMO possible.
And because we're going to have weekly build-ups, we're going to call them, where we get together, we get as many people, we can have 20
build-ups.
We can have 25 people online at a time.
25? I thought it was 18.
Yeah, it said 18, but it's supposed to be 25. I'll write them about that.
Okay.
But we can have 25 people at a time, and we're going to get together and to build shit.
Yeah.
That's the plan. It'll be like, let's get together. And if we have 25 people working at once, building something, we should be able to build some cool stuff.
So there will be community projects, like community buildings that we'll attempt to build. And then on the off times, when they're not during the weekly meetup build-ups, you can just go ahead and build your own shit and build your own house up and your surrounding areas. And we'll see how long this free world lasts and until some asshole comes along and ruins it.
Yeah, let's see. It'll be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, very. So, yeah, anyone interested, go to the forums. By the time this podcast is posted, the link will be there. They'll be sticking the forums, so sign up on the forums.
And we'll place it in the general SitMoss discussion. Or maybe we should create a whole new group for it, a whole new forum section for it.
There you go, Derek. Take out one of those other useless ones. We really gotta get on cleaning up the forums and the website in general.
No, we've got it all cleaned up now.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, no, it's all good. We just need a new skin.
Yeah, new skin. Desperate need of new skin.
But all right, we will create a new forum section called SitMoss Minecraft Server.
Yeah.
And in there, it'll have all the instructions you need to connect and play. And anybody that has experience administrating these things, hit me up. Let's talk about it, because I've never done it before. I have no idea what I'm doing, and it's full-on experiment for me as well. So
yeah, we definitely got to make you and me and you admins so that during the weekly meetup build-ups, we can at least get on and not try to log onto our own server and have it be full. But anyway, on another note, we also have some codes to give away for the Zombie Apocalypse Never Die Alone expansion. So anyone that wants a code, just...
It's for the expansion or for the game?
No, it's just for the expansion.
Oh, okay. I thought it was for the game.
Which was like 400 points or something, okay. Microsoft points. But we got 5 Xbox codes and 5 PS3 codes. So anyone that wants them, follow us on Twitter. And then send us a message with a hashtag. What's a hashtag we could fucking have them say? SitMoss Zombies.
SitMoss Zombies, and you have to indicate which system you want it for.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the first 5 people for each system will just get them.
Exactly, and then we'll send you a direct message with the code. And you win, bitches!
Just by listening to this podcast, you could win a 400-point expansion to Zombie
$80.
Apocalypse.
Worth about $2.
It's like $5, isn't it?
400 points, yeah, maybe about $4.99, maybe. I don't know how much they charge anymore. Yeah. I think they charge more online than they would if you actually went to the store and bought it.
Their whole system is set up so that we don't know how much 400 points is.
I'm telling you, dude, the other day I punched in a code for 2,800 points, didn't buy shit, and then I went to go buy Blitz, and lo and behold, I got 0 Microsoft points. I went to the car, tried to input the card again. No, this card's been used.
You should write them and ask for the history
Sons
of your transactions.
Of bitches, dude.
Yeah, write them and ask for the history of all the transactions and see what's up
there. Such a pain in the ass. Why can't they just not fuck me over?
2,800 points.
That is $40.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. All right, let's wrap this up. This has been Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. Follow us on Twitter at sitmoss.com. Net, that's not our Twitter.
No,
name
it's
at
not.
All. I keep fucking this shit up.
That's our website.
It up on our last one. Yeah, our website, sitmoss.net. Soon to be sitmoss.com.
Hopefully. We don't announce that yet. We don't have it yet.
Yeah, we got some assholes trying to charge us a couple $100.
That could just be bullshit spam, too. We have no idea. Like, we have no idea if sitmoss.com is. We've just been getting emails
Our hopes were kind of ignited the other day by a couple of emails. So we'll hope we get that website. And other than that, follow us on Twitter at SITMOS. Go to facebook.com/stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere. Like us on Facebook. I guess we should do the contest for that Facebook as well. I guess we shouldn't force Twitter on people.
Sure.
So if you're on Facebook instead of Twitter or whatever, send us a message. I need a drink of this Coke or something. My mouth is dry. Send us a message on Facebook indicating which system you want it with. with the hashtag. Let's just end this. Let's just wrap this up because I can no longer speak. We love you all. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
I only love like 95% of you.
You fucker.
Peace.